Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Dance of Love.
Hello.
We're so glad to be back.
Mm-hmm.
How are all of you out there in Loveland?
Is it the month of love? February.
February, yes. What is that about? What we want to talk about today has to do with, I guess, what really matters, from our perspective anyway. Both Penelope and I have been discussing before this podcast some of the fundamentals we're working with on planet Earth, you might say, and the human experience. And what that has to do with love is that the ability to love versus to go all out there into Never Never Land. So what we're going to talk about today is we want to talk about the fact that there are two worlds. There is our inner world, and then there's, of course, the shiny and sometimes dull outer world, meaning the world of changes, the people, places, things, and events do go away. Most people won't tell us that, but that's the truth. They change. And so attachment to the outer creates a lot of struggle in terms of loving yourself as well as loving others. So we're looking at the core issue, and the core feeling is that until we can really come into ourselves, we're the only real connection that doesn't go away. There's lots of ways to connect in relationship with work, a lover, husband, friend, and all kinds of your art, whatever it is. That's a type of connection. And yet what's going on is that it only comes from our core inside us that's connected. So what are the ingredients that create for us to feel in love and connected? And we especially want to talk about this around Valentine's because a lot of people get really sad at Valentine's. They don't have a love. When in reality, the only real love there really is and real connection they really have is their connection to themselves and the universe, spirit, God, source, X, whatever you want to call it. And when we get really sad, it's because we've lost that connection with self. And we have to wend our way back to ourselves to be okay again.
Mm-hmm.
So Penelope has been sharing some ways that's been happening for her. So I'd like, would you share it, honey? Some of those things that you've been getting in touch with in terms of it coming back to self?
Well, I mean, it definitely always comes back to that, you know, and especially when you're looking for love, as they say, and you start to believe or put that outside of yourself, that's when those negative emotions come, where you say, oh, the only way for me to feel love or express love is if I have someone else outside of me to do that. And if you don't have that person, you feel that pain because you've set it up that way, because you've lost touch with the fact that really the other person is to remind you of who you are, to connect you deeper into yourself. And so, you know, I've definitely had to do that recently and remember that, you know, more specifically, there was a yoga teacher that I was really super connected with, really did it for me, you know, and it's difficult to find that sometimes, really connected me into myself. Those classes were so amazing. And then she moved away and I was low-key very devastated. And it took me several months to realize that I didn't actually need her to experience what I had experienced in her presence, that she was there to remind me that I had that within myself. And once I was able to make that shift, it was like, oh my God, I felt what I felt because it was in me all along, not because of her per se. And that's something that really can shift that energy to, it's almost like a victim situation where you're like, I need you to do this for me. And there's a powerlessness in that. And there's a grief and a sadness and a really, you know, kind of a depression that comes along with that until you realize that you are the one actually that whole time.
Yes, you feel the loneliness. There's a lot of difference between alone and loneliness. And I don't know that really, in reality, if we're in ourselves, clearly, grounded, aware, that lonely even occurs. But when we've spent so much time outside ourselves, dancing around and doing, especially a lot of doing, identifying, I'm a wife, I'm a massage therapist, I'm a doctor. Talking about who you are, when in reality you're not any of those things. It's just a role you're playing. But it doesn't bring you back home necessarily unless you make the connection with yourself. So we're looking at today in this podcast some ways where we can realize and remember. It's just a remembering, don't you think, Penelope? Mm-hmm. It's like remembering that we're not really alone. We are, there is a connection there. All we have to do is ask for it. All we have to do is dial the number. It's not so easy to do that, is it? When we spent so much time outside ourselves, like Penelope said, identifying ourselves outside ourselves and forgetting us, forgetting who we are and what we have. So it seems to me that as I've looked over the years to the difficulties that people have had and I've had myself, whenever I feel sad and lonely, it directly has to do with the fact that I'm not hooking up. Mm-hmm. I'm not making the call. And we want to talk about some ways to do that today.
Yep.
So I think what we're going to do is do a meditation that may be helpful in terms of coming back into yourself. Remembering you and your real connection with yourself, your body, your mind, your spirit, and whatever you consider is the source. And I can say even a master or a teacher, or some of you really find great comfort in reading the Bible and listening to Jesus and some of his words, or great masters like Muhammad and Buddha, many, many teachers who can give us that remembering of who we are. But it occurred to me today when I was working with a young man who is finally ready and has created the space by his choices to have a lot of time, a lot of free time. Now, that doesn't happen very often. So I reminded him that within that free time, he set himself up to either be miserable because he's got too much freedom or too much choice or too much space and time, or perhaps time to be able to go inside and connect with himself. So we proceeded with that, and this is one of the things that came out of that. So we're going to go ahead and start into a meditation. I ask that you ground yourself, let your feet be on the ground so that you can feel the bottoms of your soles of your feet. And as you begin breathing, I suggest you breathe through your nose, expanding your belly in a Qigong breath. And on the exhale, allow your abdomen to move back in to your spine. Continue with some more breaths, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, letting your belly just sink back against your spine again. Now, in a less exaggerated way, keep that breath moving or keep becoming aware of the breath. And as you continue to breathe, one of the first things you're going to do is become aware of the bottoms of your feet. We're going to acknowledge the electromagnetic current that's coming up from the ground. The less rubber you have on your bottoms of your feet, and the more you are out in the grass or the ground itself, the more you'll be able to feel this electromagnetic current. And as you breathe and release, feel that connection. What we're going to do now is we're going to imbue into our bodies with the breath the elements, the exquisite elements that make up this body and this earth. So we're going to begin with the first element, and the first element is water. As you continue your breath, scan your body from the top of your crown down through your body. Scan your body and feel the exquisite energy of water as it cleanses, purifies, and vibrates its ability to receive, hold, and release. Feel the element of water as it moves through your vehicle, all the way down, moving downward, all the way through your legs and feet. And a nice big deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. In gratitude with the vibratory frequency of water, let yourself fill up with that essence, that element. As you now take another breath, we call in the element of fire. See yourself in front of a candle or in a fireside, See the fire dancing, making all kinds of noise, crackles, and colors. Fire, the element that can completely release anything that no longer serves you in your body. Allow the fire element to move through your vehicle from the top of your head as it moves down through your body very slowly and gently. Allow that beautiful, powerful element of fire, you're reminded of the spirit that it carries. All the way down as it moves down through your legs again and down to your feet. Allow that fire energy to be there as it's cleansed your vehicle of anything that is dross and that anything that does not serve you. Again now, take a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, up at the crown. And let's bring in the delicious energy of air. Imagine yourself standing at the top of a mountain, or maybe on a bike or a motorcycle, or just in a strong wind. Feel the energy of air as it clears, cleanses, and purifies. Breathe and allow it to blow away any misconceptions. Feel the element in your body as it lightens and blows away that which no longer serves you. Keep breathing, and as you breathe, you feel that air element moving all the way down, clearing, releasing, all the way down to your feet. Now, once again, go to the crown, taking in a deep breath through your nose. And as you exhale through your mouth, bring in the element of earth, that element that allows all things to grow and blossom and bloom and ground you. Bring in and feel the solidarity of earth, how it holds you in place, maintains you, solidifies you, and also allows all things to be placed back into the earth itself for transmutation. As you breathe all the way down, allow it to take that and go all the way down your feet, depositing it into the earth as the other elements have. Now, as you feel all four elements vibrating through the bottoms of your feet, allow it to spread outward as we bring in an element that is mostly found in the Oriental arts, and that is the element of ether. Ether is going to shine around you. It's a light, an energy that exists around your energy body. The color is gold. Gold, the highest element of transmutation. Surround yourself 360 degrees in this beautiful etheric light, the ethers. Go now to the top of your head, to your crown, opening very gently. Allow the vibrant energy of Source, your guides, your teachers, just energy, magnetic and brilliantly alive, to move into your vehicle and merge alchemically all the elements. Breathe and allow this life force energy to move down into your vehicle. And I should say also, or could say, all of your vehicles, your etheric, emotional, mental. Merging alchemically. With a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Declare it is done. The alchemical fusion of the elements. When you're ready, you may release your focus. Bring yourself back very gently. This is going to be one way that you're going to be able to bring yourself back home to yourself and your connection. It's recommended you do this as many times as you wish to remind yourself who you really are. You're not even your body, really. And you're certainly not your roles that you play in life. You are life expressing itself in physical form.
Well, that was nice. I'm very zen. Zen as fuck now.
Well, relaxed Penelope, even though we were both sort of relaxed anyway. It's the second time it has come through, so I hope you enjoy the elements, dancing and being with the elements. It is one way to, and keep in mind, your body, of course, has each of these elements. Water, of course, we know there's, 97% water,
it's something
around.
A
vast amount of water, so you're activating the water in your body when you're going in there. And declaring a cleansing, so that should be pretty wonderful. And the fire is interesting. The fire is our heart. It's the spirit. It's the electrical currents of our heart. And that's what fire represents. Of course, water represents emotions as well as just the fluid itself in metaphor. And then the air. I thought the air was particularly delicious because it clears the mind. Ooh, that's a nice thing. We need our minds cleared periodically. And then, needless to say, earth. Oh boy, do we ever need grounding. Grounding is sometimes, in this crazy world, very difficult to come by. So it's one way to bring you back to your own inner spirit and your own connection with Source as it comes down into your vehicle and you are funded life force energy. So one other thing I would like to mention in terms of coming back to yourself is that as we're doing life, it's such an external experience that sometimes we have to create special places and even travel, certain places that assist us. Very good to do some of this stuff near the different elements. We're talking with my client today, and we're talking about South Mountain here in Phoenix, and that is that you go at the top of South Mountain, and it's like you can see all over the entire valley. And as the lights turn on at sunset, it's just exquisite. And in that moment, even though you're outwardly looking at nature, you're also feeling that inner peace that you can acquire through meditation. Through just meditation, meaning focus, being present, being with something, so much so that it just, you're back in yourself again. So it's a really good practice. You think of anything else, Penelope?
I mean, for me, I definitely, you know, take like some kind of bath and yoga, any kind of physical movement where I can connect my breath to my movement and feel myself, really, like start to feel myself from the inside out. That really gets me back to me again.
Yep. Using, again, all the elements. The breath is the air that we take into our lungs, and very important, very key. Well, I hope this has been helpful for you. We have, it's kind of fun to put this tape out, this little meditation out, because it just sort of birthed itself today. So enjoy, and we will be in touch and see you again on the Dance of Life.
The Dance of Love, which is the Dance of Life.
Love. Right? The Dance of Love. Thank you.
It's the Dance
the
of
dance
Life.
The Dance of Love.
It is the Dance of Life.
And happy Valentine's Day. Love yourself. It's a very loving time.
Yes, the spring has sprung here. I know some of you are still in winter weather, but it is definitely spring where we are.
We are having it warm. In fact, we don't even know what winter is. We didn't have winter here in Phoenix. So love to all of you.
All right. Bye.